OK，我未將時候交俾阿 Henry 之前咧，我就一個少少嘅 introduction 啦，咁啊假如而家你有個朋友喺你側邊嘅，成日喺你側邊嘅，呢、這個朋友咧係無所不知，乜都識嘅。你有咩法律問題啊、醫療問題啊、點樣煮靚嗰啲豆腐牛肉飯啊、點樣交税啊、屋企把鎖爛咗點做法啊？同太太嗌交应该点样和好啊？诸如此类，佢都识答你嘅，即系咧无所不知，即系识答你嘅，即系个个都知你。咁唔单止系咁，咁你个朋友仲犀利咧，就可以咧系可以扮你把声讲嗰啲嘢添，即系有 fake voice 喎。佢又千里眼喎，又可以咧睇好远都睇到喎，佢又可以咧即系 predict 你将来系点样喎。佢仲可以咧，呢个面貌面色啊，即系鉴识嘅喎。你睇到某个样咧，知道呢个人系点点点点点喎。你惊唔惊有咁嘅朋友喺你隔篱啊？
非常嘅。
OK，今日咧我就介绍呢个朋友俾大家。Henry 就会讲详细啲，就呢个就 AI 啊。我唔系话 Henry 就系呢、這个，我讲 Henry 介绍个 AI 就系呢、這个。我将时候交俾阿 Henry 啊。
好，各位好。其实你哋话惊，我谂但系我谂你哋当中有啲人已经用嗰啲AI 嗰啲 robot 嘅吸尘机咧，咁揿个掣啊，你冇谂过会惊。咁啲 AI 其实已经渐渐嘅喺我哋生活中已经开始 integrate 入嚟啊。虽然仲未到好似宋老师讲嗰个咁好似咁 obvious 嘅 presence 啊。好，我哋继续讲 AI。我哋上次我睇下先。上兩堂我哋做咗啲示範啦，又講到 AI 嘅語言方面思想
OK，
圖片啊嗰啲咁嘅嘢
不好意
都
思，
可以製造出嚟，聽唔聽到我講
，Hello。
？OK，咁我上次我解釋稍微解釋 AI 嘅 concept 係點樣樣，咁主要就係話 AI 最近近代 AI 可以發展得咁快，係因為佢哋識學點樣好似人嘅腦咁樣去，唔單止去學嘢，而可以學咗出嚟，發覺如果啲嘢唔係好對，又再學過，因為咁改，直到佢估得準，差唔多幾準為止。咁其實有時你諗下，我哋人好多時我哋做嘢都唔係真係 absolutely certain 嘅，我哋都係喺度估，同埋或者去喺度 measure 啲，即係個喺 measure 啲嘢嘅几接近我哋想做嘅，或者我想达到嘅目的。咁我亦都讲过，AI 嘅学法系首先蓝色嗰度，我哋教啲 program 就教佢哋，唔系 program 有啲 computer science 佢哋教佢点样去学嘢。咁佢学嘢嗱，我正话讲佢就系啲 AI 好似学人嘅脑。咁啊，但係當然唔係 exactly 好似人嘅腦咁樣，但係主要係個腦個基本嘅運作個方法啦。咁然後 AI 近代點樣做咧？就係我哋首先教佢去點樣去學嘢，然後就俾佢自己去揾嘢嚟學，即係揾同類嘅嘢去學。到佢學到精嘅時候咧，佢就可以好似一個專家咁，就算你問佢一啲佢從來未諗過嘅嗰啲嘢，佢都可以跟依住佢所有嘅資料或者佢嘅知識去產生呢啲新嘅答案嚟幫你解決問題。咁所以呢啲叫做 generative AI，而家最流行嘅。上次 Antonio 問，咁究竟 Nvidia 係做啲乜嘢？咁我呢個想就係、是、OK，Nvidia 佢做。佢最基本嘅就係喺左邊個四方個粒 chip 啦，嗰 chip 都幾大嘅。咁然後咧，佢就將八粒 chip 同埋加埋其他嘢咧，就擺喺右邊呢啲咁嘅嘢。咁佢賣咧唔係賣個 chip，而係賣右邊呢啲。咁佢仲可以整啲再大格價啲嘅嘢，係將右邊嗰啲幾架塞入去一個箱咁，然後又可以。咁好多公司，譬如 Dell 啊、IBM 啊、HP 嗰啲就買右邊呢啲， 然后自己整个大啲嘅箱，然后咧就夹埋咧，佢哋就摆喺一啲叫 data center，咁嗰啲 data center 好大嘅，入边好多柜，咁你睇下入边，如果你谂下里边藏咗好多个 shelf，里边又藏咗好多 Nvidia 嗰啲嘢，咁 Nvidia 嗰啲嘢，我正话俾你右边呢个每一架，人哋讲话系3万至4万蚊，咁可以想象。點解啲人個個而家湧去買 Nvidia 嘅股？即係佢個賺得係即係瘋狂嘅嚇，即係。但係當然佢個3、4萬個原本個佢做出嚟個財本係唔係咁貴啦。但係佢主要嘅價值就係佢個 intellectual value，即係佢做出嚟個做得夠快，佢 computer 嘅 run 得夠快，又夠用少元能。同埋佢加好多 software 俾啲人可以用佢个 chip。咁 data center 咧系，呢个系全世界最大嘅 data center 系 New Jersey。咁可能系 New Jersey 原因，可能都系同当然东岸系好多 university 有啲咁，但系最紧要可能都系东岸有New 嗰啲 stock exchange 喺晒嗰度，所以系整个 financial 嘅主要嘅 center 啊，咁呢啲嘢系差唔多83,830,000 square foot，即系差唔多成100万个 square foot 个方尺。咁佢用好多电，佢用嘅电差唔多系一个小城市用咁多电咁 AI 喺近年呢10年系我自己估嘅啫，即系喺而家开始嚟紧呢几年，佢对我哋有咩贡献咧？第一個就係好似，其實就係好似孫牧師初初講，就係、是、有人幫你，嗰啲叫 AI agent。如果你用 Windows 11咧，你而家已經有個叫做 Copilot，係有個嘢，你唔知佢乜，但係如果你撳咧，佢會喺你個 screen 嘅右邊，可以睇住你，裝住你做啲乜嘢，咁你可以有時問下佢啲嘢咧，佢知道你個 context 就係你睇緊嗰啲嘢。Office 365，如果你 subscribe 即係 Word 啊、PowerPoint 嗰啲個 subscription 咧，佢亦都可以你叫佢做啲，譬如你做 Excel，你以前就我哋寫啲好複雜嘅 formula，你而家可以咁叫佢稍微叫佢做啲乜嘢，咁佢會自己去 set 點樣去做。第二就係藥物方面啦，去年年中至年尾，FDA 已經批准咗70种嘅 AI algorithm，即係 AI 方法嚟用於藥物、醫學各方面。咁多數都係啲同啲 radiology 有關係，譬如你照心啊、照肺啊、照腦啊嗰啲，咁佢用 AI 嚟測。咁嗰個係好處。咁譬如呢個係一個 example。大家睇唔睇到個 X-ray 個圖
喺度。
啊？OK，左邊咧，即係上邊嗰啲咧係好似 X-ray 咁啦，其實全部都係好似 X-ray 咁。左邊咧係有個好資深嘅醫生，佢去揾睇下究竟嗰啲係咪有 cancer。咁佢下即係左邊下邊呢、這個。就係佢發覺，可能佢而家圈住呢度，嗰啲好似係有 cancer 咁嘅現象。呢個係 prostate 嚟嘅。右邊咧就係 AI 睇，咁 AI 自己可以認得出，揾到嗰個有 cancer 嗰個地方，咁啊同個醫生揾到嘅一樣。咁當然 AI 好快啊。咁呢個係 AI 嘅咁呢個 AI 貢獻，咁可以幫我哋揾到啲即係 detect 一啲嘢，但係我覺得亦都有一個危險，就係到佢做得太好嘅時候，可能啲醫院或者啲 insurance 公司就要求唔好再用人去監去 check 呢啲咁，你照咗之後，跟住就 feed 去電腦，然後佢就電腦寫個 report 俾你，就係咁嗰個都係一個危險嘅就係。將嘢完全交晒俾 AI，因為佢有時亦都未必係最準啊。咁另外一個 緊嘅，咁大家都聽過啦，啲自動駕駛汽車，尤其是你哋住喺三藩市嘅，嗰時都見到Waymo 啊、Tesla 好似未，Tesla 都可以做，但 Waymo 就比較搶眼啲，因為佢成架車即係上邊有個好似個 camera 咁，同埋個 radar 咁啊轉下轉下咁。咁最近都有啲事咧，就係因為呢啲車另外有架係 GM 叫做 Cruise，佢就有一次車死咗人。車死咗，佢唔知道，仲向後，佢撞車嘅時候車死人，然後佢唔知道下邊有個人仲向後再碌翻添，咁啊即係死咗，咁後來政府就唔准佢再做，咁啊嗰間個 GM 嗰個 division basically 執笠咗。另外就係家庭嘅 homemade 啦，咁可能而家人就研究緊大陸啊、日本啊嗰啲都研究緊做啲人嘅 robot，嗰啲機械人去幫，譬如幫老人家攞嘢俾佢食啊嗰啲咁樣。另外，大家可能都經歷過就係啲翻譯啦，咁大家都可能都你當中有啲人用過 Google Translate，我唔知你有冇，可能你一直都用 Google Translate，但係唔知你有冇發覺最近 Translate 得越來越好，即係好過幾年前啦。咁呢啲佢係因為佢開始用多啲 AI 嘅 integrate 咗呢啲 AI 啊 ChatGPT 嗰啲語言能力入去，所以而家要 translate 得幾好。咁另外一個唔知係咪叫貢獻咧，就係、是、wealth creation。每次一個大即係工業有一個大轉變咧，都會對社會帶嚟好多動盪，但係都令到好多人因為咁有新嘅工啦，或者投資者賺多啲啦，咁但係對整個社會、整個經濟嚟講，都係一個 positive，佢都係會令到啲人越來越有錢，尤其是喺美國呢、這個即係先進個國家。咁有啲人相信而家呢個 AI 就係好似再做一次 internet 咁，所以即係個 wealth problem 係一樣會增大。咁跟住亦都有威脅啊！嗱，我今日咧講啲嘢可能係比較消極啲因為 AI 可以做咩？咁我哋可以好哭，即係好好樂觀咁話可以做啲咯。但係有嗰時帶嚟嘅係，亦都帶嚟好多威脅，有多係我哋唔 intend 嘅，但係冇辦法。譬如好似 internet 出咗，我哋個個都以為幾好啊，個個可以 community 啊，但係其實 internet 我聽講唔知以前係點，大約1/3至到1/半嘅 traffic 其實係 porn 嚟嘅。咁有好有唔好啦，唔好當然同一個道德嘅睇法係唔好。好嘅方法咧就係、是、佢加多啲 traffic，以至嗱你知就越整得多咧就越平，所以佢加多啲 traffic 咧就刺激internet 嘅，即係啲人買多啲 internet 嗰啲機器嚟 support 個 internet，咁 in a way 佢係可以幫我哋即係整到 internet 係更加先進。我唔需要講太多啲，上次都講過，譬如好多虛假嘅影像啦，啲人可以整假嘅圖或片，我等陣會講講呢方面。版權方面咧，咁上兩個月、上幾個月啊，就係、是、我唔知你有冇聽過荷里活，即係啲人罷工。咁如果你睇 Netflix，即係忽然間有幾個月好似冇咩新嘢出咁，就係、是、因為佢罷工。佢罷工有幾個原因嘅，但其中一個原因就係嗰啲演員驚，即係佢驚啲影片公司咁啊，佢就咁叫個演員去，由36個 degree 前後上下影晒佢啲影像，影咗之後咧，佢哋就用 AI 用佢影像嚟 reproduce 嗰個人。再即係嚟做戲，咁就唔需要個演得人嘅演員做啦。咁可能啲人諗住話，你就算你俾幾萬蚊啊，俾10萬蚊我嚟影個影像，以後我就冇工做。咁所以嗰個係好大問題。咁佢哋罷工嘅原因之一。咁後來佢哋有某種 agreement 啦，我冇研究佢個決定係點。咁大量失業我哋講過啦。大量控制即係用 facial camera 嚟去 呢啲人，咁好似大陸已經去係好行。我諗可能其實西方國家其實都好行嘅啦。有啲 case 係，譬如好似美國咁有，即係早前年已經有啲 case，即係話譬如好似啲黑人容易啲俾啲 camera 認到，但係其實認錯咗。咁認錯就因為做 AI 嗰陣時做 AI 嗰啲 engineer 多數都係東方人或者係白人，咁我哋啲面積係比較淺嘅，所以我哋教 AI 係比較叻啲去認個面裏邊嘅唔同嘅 feature 眼耳口鼻咁。但係到當佢睇到黑人或者啲深膚色嘅人，佢就睇得冇咁準，所以成日都認錯咗。致命自主武器咧，我哋上次都講過。美國 military 已經好似，即係我睇過有啲，有時呢啲唔知係咪誇張，即係有，即係佢有嗰啲將軍有啲話諗住，佢哋希望到2030年有1/3嘅軍隊或者個武器係用 robot 嘅，咁係咪真係做得到？我就唔知啦。網路犯罪啦，咁嗰啲唔使講，就算你諗唔到嗰啲方法，始終嗰啲黑客都會識得點樣用 AI 能更加犀利嘅去攻擊我哋啲電腦，甚至可能佢會用 AI 嚟製造啲新，即係如果你以為 Covid 係犀利，可能佢用 AI 嚟做一啲新嘅流行病嘅菌，係明知係人係擋唔到嘅，咁變咗好似喺度打仗咁啊，就係。佢哋會做一啲新嘅菌出嚟，我哋又要用 AI 嚟研究點樣去有啲新嘅 vaccine，咁佢哋又整啲新嘅嚟，再高一步咁，大家喺度鬥歧視啦、偏見，我就講到即係以前做嗰啲 facial recognition 係對深膚色嘅人係做得唔好，即、就、係、是、認得唔好咁嗰啲唔係就咁講嘅，即、就、係、是、有啲人真係俾佢捉咗，佢係好無辜嘅。咁啊，即系话我讲到wealth creation，但系亦都会令到贫富悬殊加速，即系唔系个个都系做 AI 嗰行噶嘛，所以嗰啲唔系做 AI 嗰行，佢哋啲工资可能系停滞喺现在，但系做识做 AI 嗰啲，佢哋工资就越来越犀利。我谂而家做 AI 嗰啲普普通通嗰啲 engineer 十几廿几万系好普通，我最近已经开始睇好多时候请嗰啲系。二十幾萬起。有次去我睇 Netflix，佢請個 Product Engineer，當然嗰啲係好少嗰啲，佢 salary 大約70萬。咁你可以想象，人哋我哋住喺灣區，如果好多人哋住喺三藩市，好多係 AI 嘅中心啊。如果好多人，尤其佢兩夫婦係都係做呢行嘅，佢哋一個家庭可能起碼一年差唔多成100萬薪水都唔奇。咁你可能以為我同你冇關係，但係嗰啲人出嚟買屋就係、是、會同你啲仔女，唔係做 AI 啲仔女去 compete 去買間屋。咁佢哋就咁買屋用乜嘢？但係我哋啲後代買屋就唔係咁容易。咁亦都佢哋都會帶升起整個 Bay Area 嘅生活指數。所以呢啲係直接或者間接對我哋好大影響。嗱，講到歧視同偏見，咁呢個係一個 example，就係、是、前個月咧，有人用 Google 嗰個 AI 叫佢喺左邊話，叫佢整幾張相出嚟，係形容1820年嘅德國嘅一對couple 一對夫婦咁。咁 AI 就整咗啲嘢出嚟，咁佢整到夫婦啊，又好似德國嘅背景啊，但係有啲咩唔同啊？你睇下啲人嘅膚色，有冇可能喺1820年喺德國會啲人係有黑人又有好似東方人或者係直情成個我哋叫紅番咁咯，周圍行或者一個印度人，咁唔 make sense 嘅，咁嗰個都搞到有少少風波啦，咁嗰啲有啲人好反對呢啲，而家啲好興 DEI 啊diversity。equity 同埋 inclusion，即係叫啲公司做嘢樣樣都要考慮，唔好淨係全部係白人啊咁。咁有啲人鬧 Google 話你，梗係你教 AI 係唔係都要有啲唔係白人嘅種族嚟做咁？咁我唔知個內幕係點啦。總之Google 係話要向大家道歉，咁啊收咗呢部分，咁要改。呢個我諗我 skip 咗佢先。咁另外咧，就而家啲人好憂慮，又是我哋就係大選咧，又有啲叫做 deep fake，就係用 AI 嚟做影片或者係圖片。咁呢度有幾個 example 啦。呢係同 Trump 嗱，我最跟住呢兩個 slide 係講啲係同政治有關係，但我目的唔係去評論政治，而係講點樣啲人點樣用可以用啲AI 嚟做一啲 information 係搞到世界大亂。左邊呢個係一張相，係講Donald Trump 佢跪喺度好虔誠咁祈禱。咁呢張相係唔係可能唔係 Donald Trump 自己整，但係佢梗係好中意，因為佢自己 po 上去，咁係表示佢係一個好虔誠嘅基督徒咁樣啦。咁但係呢張相如果睇清楚咧，係假嘅，佢根本冇咁樣做，因為佢手如果睇清楚係少咗一隻手指。同埋佢跪法咧係好唔自然嘅跪法，我哋冇人祈禱係會咁祈咁跪嘅。但佢就係、是、其實佢係跟有一張相，即係一張畫。以前有啲人有一張畫係講華盛頓總統，以前即係講到佢係一個 Christian 咁，就係華盛頓總統戴住著住一塊布，就係好虔誠，同佢呢個 pose 係一樣。咁 Donald Trump 咁佢擺出嚟係向 Christian signal 啦，即係講。講個表向 Christian 表示唔使驚，我都好虔誠嘅咁。咁右邊咧就係、是、一啲Donald Trump 嘅支持者 po 上去，就係睇Donald Trump 同一班黑人兩班黑人喺度影相。咁呢兩件事係冇傳冇發生啦。咁係但係張相係假，但 po 上去嗰個人佢仲擺個 title 話 Donald Trump。喺佢嘅 motorcade 嗰度行出嚟，去經過黑人區，喺佢嘅車嗰度走出嚟，同啲人影相咁。咁記者問佢嘅時候，佢就話：我擺咗呢張相出去咧，吸引咗好多好虔誠嘅基督徒，好愛主嘅基督徒。咁呢兩張相，我唔知個動機係咩，但係 definitely 係同基督教有關係啦。咁主要係攞嚟 signal 向基督徒 signal，係吸引佢哋，等佢哋。安心啲，覺得原來當中都係虔誠嘅，同埋佢都唔係種族歧視嘅，咁啊，basically 可以攞嚟拉票。咁另外咧有啲係咁除咗呢張咧，另外有啲就唔係，其實就唔係支持或者反對 Donald Trump 嗰啲人做嘢，有啲記者佢做呢啲嘢出嚟。係俾啲人警惕啲人，俾啲人知道，其實你真係可以整啲相出嚟係假嘅嘢，係搞到世界大亂。尤其是到當大選之前幾日，如果啲人整啲嘢出嚟嘅時候，都唔知係真定假。如果真嗰啲，或者有啲人又話個嗰啲政客又話其實嗰個唔關我事係假嘅。如果假啲，有啲人又會覺得係真嘅。咁啊，呢啲係一警向社會警惕啊。咁呢啲幾張相就係講 Donald Trump，即係佢做出嚟講 Donald Trump 俾人捉啊嗰啲咁嘢。咁我想揾一啲同 Biden 有關係嘅假相，咁我就揾唔到。但我聽講有啲人整個video 假嘅影像出嚟講話 Biden 宣布要徵兵去去打仗啊，嗰啲咁嘢，咁嗰啲又係假啦。咁另外，但係咧，我睇到有另外一個 article 咧，就我一樣係咁，都幾關注嘅，因為呢個 article 講嘅係真嘅。咁佢就係講嗱，我唔想好詳細講，但係總之咧，Biden 最早幾個月俾政府去調查佢，去審查佢，睇下佢有冇好似 Donald Trump 咁攞。喺白宮嗰度攞啲機密文件翻屋企，然後又唔肯俾翻政府嗰啲咁。咁、那個審查官咧 嗰啲叫咩？嗰、那個 prosecutor special prosecutor 叫 her，佢去 interview Joe Biden，interview 完咗之後，咁佢就寫個 report，個 report 佢就話證據不足，佢冇罪。但係咧，佢就加一句係話，但係如果你就算我哋去控告佢嘅，嗰啲陪審員都會因為佢又老又記性唔好，會同情佢，所以都唔會定佢罪。咁佢咁講出嚟咧，就好搞到好大風波，因為嗰啲民主黨嗰啲人就話：有冇搞錯？你話佢冇罪冇罪，點解要加句話佢懵懵地咁？咁呢個記者咧，就可能佢係比較親 Biden 啲啦。咁佢就寫份嘢，佢話佢將嗰個陪審員，即係嗰個審判嗰個官，同 Biden 訪問 Biden 講錄咗嗰啲嘢，俾 ChatGPT 去分析。咁即係相當於我上一次前一次將牧師個講章俾 ChatGPT 去分析。咁呢記者就話，定係專欄writer，佢就話ChatGPT 話佢其實都幾醒，Biden 都幾醒目，he's doing fine。咁嗱，我唔係喺度講 argue 話佢係老啊，定係即係醒唔醒目嗰啲咁嘢，而係我覺得佢咁寫係唔應該，即係佢寫啲可能係真嘅，可能拜登本身係真係唔係咁懵，但係我哋唔想有一個形成一個社會係啲人唔可以 agree 嘅時候，我哋就叫 AI 去做一個判斷員。咁即係將 AI 抬高成差唔多係一個最高嘅真理嘅判斷。咁有啲好似而家有時你捉咗個人，你會俾佢去 tick 一個 lie detector test。咁雖然個 lie detector test 未必係即係 lie 有個 result 啦，嗰個本身通常啲法官唔會淨係靠呢個嚟個 lie detection 嚟判個人係有罪定冇罪，但係喺人哋嘅心目中，如果 lie detector test 話呢個人講嘢係講大話嘅，都打咗折扣啊！咁同樣，我哋如果你話有一日我哋用 AI 嚟做呢啲咁嘅判斷，咁係即係我覺得係好危險咯。咁呢啲亦都係一個，雖然佢講呢可能係真，但係佢用法，我覺得係有啲唔妥。就另外呢個 case。好快講就係上一即係早幾個月前，即係好多省都有啲 primary election 啦，咁個民主黨嗰啲投票嗰啲人嗰啲市民咧，有啲收到喺有個省收到有啲 Joe Biden 打電話俾佢，勸佢哋唔好去投票。咁嗰個係假㗎啦，因為 Joe Biden 冇咁做。但係啲人去揾究竟係邊個？咁發覺原來係 Joe Biden 佢做嗰啲 campaign 請有個 consultant。咁個 consultant 佢話佢專登咁樣做係警惕啲人，俾啲人知道幾恐怖，就係用即係 AI 啲有啲人去可能用 AI 嚟即係嚟做啲假嘢，會影響個 election 咁呢啲我諗又係佢咁做，又係搞到世界大亂啦。咁變咗啲嘢唔有變咗，你啲嘢啲唔都唔知究竟啲係真定係假。如果真嘅對某個政客不利咧，佢可以話 that's a fake news。如果係對佢有利咧，佢都可以去做一啲假嘢係對佢自己有利。咁如果你諗下，如果到今年選舉之前一個星期，突然間有人影啲嘢出嚟係，譬如當係 Joe Biden。跟住架特別車入咗醫院，咁然後醫生話佢真係就唔得噶咁可能係假嘅。但係當啲人喺度拗緊究竟真定假嘅時候，咁已經對有啲選民會影響啦。尤其是今年可能會好似4年前個嗰啲個選舉係可能兩個嘅投票係好可能會好 close。咁有好多人佢哋選舉唔係靠，未必係靠真係去諗，而係用 emotion 去 respond。咁呢啲係會搞到佢哋亂晒。咁當然都有可能係我哋嘅敵人國家，譬如中共或者蘇聯啊，咁亦都會好似上一次咁喺 Facebook 啊，咁 spread 一啲即係 news 係假嘅 news，咁令到啲人係刺激啲人去佢會影響個 election。 咁另一個即係濫用 AI 嘅 example 咧，就係呢個係真嘅。就最近 actually 舊年6月嘅時候，咁 AMA 即係醫生嘅組織啦，美國最大嘅醫生組織就呼籲叫政府要管制嗰啲驗收公司點樣用 AI 嚟批准啲病人嘅所做嘅 test 或者 procedure。咁點解會有咁事情發生咧？就係喺2022年咧，有記者公司佢哋去研究有間大嘅驗收公司叫 Cigna 啦，我諗你當中可能都有啲人公司啊，或者你 Medicare 用 Cigna 咧就用 AI 嗱。以前咧，如果你醫生叫你去做一啲 procedure 或者 take 一啲 test 啊、MRI 啊嗰啲咁嘅嘢咧，唔係醫生話叫你做你就可以做，佢要將。因為呢嘢都幾貴，佢會叫佢要求佢會 submit 去你公驗收公司，咁你驗收公司就要做一個 pre-approval、pre-authorization。咁以前咧，即係就請就會請啲醫生係專門去睇下你個 case 係點，睇你嘅醫生認同你個病徵係點，然後就批准或者話未需要啊嗰啲咁。咁喺幾年前咧，即係就開始。用 AI 嚟 process 呢啲，咁佢 AI process 呢啲可能係用睇 statistics 咧，睇下多數啲人好似你咁嘅病症係咪需唔需要呢種咁嘅 test 啊，或者佢哋用呢啲 test 多唔多會真係發現有問題？如果多數都發覺冇問題，咁可能你個 test 都係多餘㗎啦。咁佢仲用 AI 嚟 test。咁用咗 AI test 之後咧，呢、這個記者就發覺佢嗰年 deny 即係拒絕咗30萬個 claim，同埋佢去研究。咁嗱，佢用個 signal，佢用 AI 嚟approve 咗或者 deny 之後咧，就要啲嗰啲醫生去過目。但係嗰記者就發覺嗰啲醫生平均過目係花幾多時間咧？平均係1.2秒鐘。你谂下，1.2秒钟点可以做一个判断咧？Obviously，嗰啲医生系根本就唔睇。Actually，佢话佢嗰啲医生连嗰啲 file 都冇嘅，就咁 AI 话准许或者 deny 就 send 过嚟俾医生，咁医生 basically 就揿 approve，即系 agree 或者 disagree，就系咁样样。咁 Cigna 因为咁样咧，就悭咗好多钱，因为請醫生好貴咁，咁佢唔需要咁多醫生咯。啲醫生變咗好做得好 efficient，但係就令到有好多人係以前舊嘅 system 係佢哋可以 take 嗰啲 test 或者 procedure，到而家咧就要 delay。咁如果佢哋如果 signal 如果驗收公司唔准你 take 嗰個 test 咧，咁你醫生就要去 appeal 啦。咁未必個個醫生都咁麻煩，可能如果你醫生覺得，well 都可能有幫助或者冇幫助，可能佢都費事去，或者有啲病人都費事去同驗收公司拗啦。你知道同驗收公司拗係幾麻煩，咁啲人就自己就咁俾咗錢算數。咁所以即話就因為咁就賺多啲錢啦。咁呢個係一個用 AI 嚟令到個利潤增加，即係啲商業問題，亦都係一個危機嘅，就係因為如果你未用 AI 咧。而你覺得，即係如果你喺呢間公司做，如果你認為用 AI 做係唔係咁好，或者係唔足夠嘅時候，你可以去同公司去拗啊。即係如果你係有 ethics 嘅話，但係當公司一用咗 AI 慳咗錢之後咧，你叫佢走翻轉頭唔用咧，就好大問題㗎啦。因為佢一唔用咧，變咗佢就賺冇咁多錢，或者開始會蝕錢添。如果佢去市場嗰度喺 stock market 嗰度跟住個 portal 話啱，我哋擔唔用，或者用少啲 AI，或者用叫啲醫生 instead of 用1.5秒、2秒鐘，我哋要佢花最低限度花5分鐘嚟咁，以至我哋要請多啲人，以至我哋就個 profit go down 啦。如果公司 announce 佢啲 profit 唔增長得咁快咧，咁嗰啲投資人就即刻抌佢啲股，咁所以。即係佢做咗出嚟就好難去走翻轉頭，咁呢個係一個用商業為咗利潤以至唔計 ethics 去濫用 AI， 咁呢啲可能你直到而家，你可能你覺得 AI 同我有咩關係咁，但係好間接嘅，其實就係影響到我哋。咁其他有其他嘅，仲有啲其他憂慮，我今日唔講。繼續講，最後講埋就而家嘅研究嘅趨向。咁我今日就係講到呢度為止，因為跟住就下一次，希望係最後一次，就係講基督徒嘅 response 或者咁。首先就預告，其實我哋冇一個好 practical 嘅 response 係話點樣 deal，即係身為基督徒點樣去 deal 嘅。但係就下一次係主要係講一啲principle 啦，即係神學嘅 principle，而俾我哋學下點樣諗。因為其實我哋而家都仲未知道究竟個問題係乜嘢，所以但係我哋係唔應該等呢啲事情將來發生嘅時候，然後先至去 respond。到時就諗，即係臨急抱佛腳，我哋個 response 可能唔係咁理智，或者唔係咁依住聖經去嘅去睇法。我哋而家仲喺比較遙遠啲，我哋去睇冷靜啲去睇，同埋去諗，會對我哋有幫助啲。咁而家AI 啲人開始去即係其實過去幾年都係咁啊，就係、是、研究唔單止喺 AI 嘅聰明嘅智能，亦都開始研究做 robot 啊呢啲咁。咁呢個咧係其實好舊嘅，呢、這個 Boston Dynamics 佢好十幾二十年已經開始做呢啲。咁佢嘅主要嘅 focus 咧，其實唔係真係 AI，而係佢點樣整到啲 robot 可以行動好敏捷，好似佢呢度可以跳舞啦。咁嗰只狗，黃色嗰只狗咧，係已經喺度用。譬如佢有時嗰啲譬如消防嗰啲煉油嗰啲地方好危險噶嘛。咁有啲咩事咧，佢有時用呢只黃色嘅狗去做 inspection 啊嗰啲咁就對人係安全啲啦。另外一研究咧，就係我叫做社交機器人。咁佢嘅 focus 咧就係面部表情，令到我哋覺得可以幫我哋覺得嗰啲機械人好似真人咁，我哋可以嗰啲。因為如果個機械人係就咁，即係好似我哋啲科幻片舊嗰啲科幻片，好似嗰啲 Star Wars 嗰啲 R2D2 咁，咁我哋覺得只係一個機器啫。但如果我哋整到佢好似人咁咧，我哋人就會容易啲去同佢有 relationship，咁呢個係訓練嘅一個決定嘅片段。呢個係英國嘅一間公司，咁樣可以想象，如果做到呢啲嘅時候，佢就如果佢係做 home aid 啊，或者你將來可能去醫院啊，或者去啲餐館嗰度可能 greet 你嗰個再唔係個 captain 啦，係可能係一個咁嘅人帶你去幫去帶帶台。但係正話我 show 嗰啲 robot 同埋呢個人咧，其實都係表面嘅，即係令到我哋 emotionally 可以同個 AI 即係有個 relationship。但係我最關注嘅咧，就係呢頭有間公司叫做 Figure，佢真係研究點樣用 AI 嚟做 robot，咁係注重佢係將 AI 唔同嘅 AI 嘅功能夾埋一齊，係講嘢啦，即係仲用 ChatGPT 識得睇嘢、識得喐同埋識得諗。呢個係上個月、今個月添，今月頭。嗱，正話嗰個點解係咁重要咧？就係、是、佢。一方面佢將幾種 AI 研究做出嚟，即係睇嘢啊、講嘢啊嗰啲咁嘅夾埋一齊。咁雖然佢做得好似好慢咁呢、這個，但係呢個係因為呢個唔係 product 啦，而家仲係研究緊嚇。咁問題都係佢諗即係做嘢諗嘢諗得幾快嘅問題。但係有一樣係佢更加重要啊，佢識得 reasoning，同埋佢識得去諗翻佢自己做咗啲乜嘢。而係去 evaluate 同埋解釋點樣做，好似嗰人叫佢嗰個真人，佢冇叫佢攞個蘋果喎，就係叫佢我想食啲嘢，即係攞啲嘢俾我食。佢識得認得 個台中有個蘋果，而佢知道嗰個蘋果係食得嘅，於是佢就俾嗰個，係唯一嗰個嘢。咁如果你可以想象，將呢個咁嘅 robot 加之前嗰個有表情嘅 robot，再加埋，再對上嗰個係喐得好嘅 robot，如果三樣嘢夾埋一齊，佢做出嚟嘅就真係一個好似我哋以前睇嗰啲科幻片嗰啲 robot 咁，係真係一個好似人咁樣。咁當有一日有啲咁嘅事，而家已經研究緊啦。咁啲人研究唔係攞嚟玩㗎，即係佢諗住係幾年之內應該有啲嘢有嘢出㗎啦。咁 Tesla 都 Elon Musk 都喺度做緊呢啲嘢，有幾間公司都係做呢啲嘢。咁佢哋作為可以攞嚟做喺工廠嗰度做嘢，亦都可以喺屋企啊嗰啲咁。咁 Tesla 嗰個人佢 predict 話，將來 Tesla 會出啲呢啲 robot 咧係平過你買架車。而佢可能會整呢啲 robot 多過整車添，咁呢嘢我哋要開始諗就係，到有一日呢啲咁 robot 出嚟嘅時候，我哋點樣同佢共存呢？第二就係佢用啲咩 algorithm，而佢用嗰啲 algorithm 對我哋有益定有害？第三就係呢啲 robot 唔單止 robot，而係啲 AI，就好似我正話講嘅個現代公司，佢哋會開始係參與一啲作決定、公司作決定嘅嘢，或者政府作決定嘅嘢，到時會有啲 ethical 嘅 trade-off，咁我哋點樣對付佢？咁最後咧就係Tesla 個 Elon Musk 佢有間公司叫 Neuralink，佢就研究緊整一個 AI chip。植入去人類嘅腦，咁 FDA 已經 approve 咗，咁已經有一個人係整咗入去。咁另外佢有啲 competitor 都係咁樣做。咁佢而家初嘅目的就係話，當有啲人啲手腳唔係喐得，唔係好方便，係可以刺激個腦，等佢可以喐得。但係 Elon Musk 佢話佢希望將來咧，唔單止係咁，而係可以幫我哋 improve 我哋嘅 ability。咁到嗰個時候咧，我哋要諗下咁。應唔應該用 AI 嚟提高我哋嘅競爭力？就好似今日啲人去韓國嗰度整高個鼻，等佢可以靚啲，咁可以揾工容易啲啊嗰啲咁樣。咁亦都要開始諗，究竟即係到 AI 到 robot 可以好似人嘅時候，到時咩係人，同埋咩係死亡咧？如果你個將用個 AI chip 注入你個腦，你啲心啊內臟嗰啲又可以用豬嘅內臟去 replace。到時你仲係咪你呢？如果你死，佢換咗 chip，同你換咗心，你可以繼續。咁你係死咗定係未死？創世記嗰度講神説：我們要照着我們的形象，按着我們的樣式做人。你如果你睇得正話，我俾你睇嗰啲研究同埋最近呢幾年嘅研究咯，差唔多好似我哋重複咁樣，將人 replace 咗神。唔係，我哋唔係做人嘅，做 AI 或者 robot。咁呢個我諗唔係誇張，而係即係我哋人類歷史係第一次係做一啲嘢出嚟，係好似我哋咁 smart，同埋有我哋嘅 ability，同埋有可能係會仲 smart 過我哋，可能仲多個嘅 ability 仲好過我哋。咁呢個係身為呢個係一個比較哲學性或者神學性嘅諗法，但係我覺得最恐怖就係呢啲嘢發生係。唔會話忽然間有扎好似 Terminator 出嚟喺度打我哋咁，而係漸漸咁樣去。咁我哋發生嘅時候，我哋係可能唔係好覺，可能我哋漸漸接受。但係到最後一個地步，我哋做咗，我哋都唔知。到最後咧，就有一個比較 kind of 悲觀嘅一個 video 啦，呢個兩個字嘅，仲有1分鐘。呢兩位係。近代 AI 嘅先驱科学家，左边呢个叫 Jeffrey Hinton，佢系被称为系 Godfather of AI，佢系University of Toronto，后来佢就去咗 Google 嗰度做，咁旧年咧佢就 quit 咗 Google 出嚟，佢话佢要离开 Google，等佢可以更加自由嘅向世界。解釋 AI 同埋警告 AI 嘅嚟緊嘅威脅。 右邊呢個人，呢、這個好犀利，叫 Ilya Sutskever。咁如果你唔外國都識聽 Elon Musk 啊、Bill Gates 嗰啲咁，但係呢個咧係 up and coming 嘅。呢、這個 OpenAI 呢個 ChatGPT 係佢領導製造出嚟嘅。佢係隔離呢個老啲呢個 George Clinton 嘅以前係助手啦，我諗係可能佢學生咁，但係佢哋兩個一齊做呢、這個ChatGPT，即係呢種學法，即係嗰啲 neural network 啊、machine learning 嗰啲咁樣。呢、這個人而家連40歲都未夠，雖然你睇佢樣好似都唔知點解會個好似咁 stress 咁老咁。咁我跟住睇就係一個documentary，係兩個字幾長，但係我覺得幾重要，就係講佢講嘅嘢。咁不過我警告就係佢，我覺得個 documentary 做得比較太過 dramatic 啦，好似搞令到你覺得好似世界末日就嚟到咁，但係。就 pay 唔好 pay 咁多 attention 嗰啲 video 啊 music 嗰啲咁，而系听下佢所讲嘅，因为佢系佢自己做出嚟，咁佢好大嘅 concern。
Now, AI is a great thing because AI will solve all the problems that we have today. It will solve employment, it will solve disease, it will solve poverty, but it will also create new problems. The problem of fake news is going to be a million times worse. Cyber attacks will become much more extreme. We will have totally automated AI weapons. I think AI has the potential to create infinitely stable dictatorships.
This morning, a warning about the power of artificial intelligence.
More than 1,300 tech industry leaders, researchers, and others are now asking for a pause in the development of artificial intelligence to consider the risks.
Playing God. Scientists have been accused of playing God for a while. But there is a real sense in which we are creating something very different from anything we've created so far. Yeah, I mean, we definitely will be able to create completely autonomous beings with their own goals. And it will be very important, especially as these beings become much smarter than humans. It's going to be important to have these beings, the goals of these beings be aligned with our goals. What inspires me? I like thinking about the very fundamentals, the basics. What can our systems not do that humans definitely do? Almost approach it philosophically. Questions like what is learning? What is experience? What is thinking? How does the brain work? I feel that technology is a force of nature. I feel like there is a lot of similarity between technology and biological evolution. It is very easy to understand how biological evolution works. You have mutations, you have natural selections. You keep the good ones, the ones that survive. And just through this process, you're going to have huge complexity in your organisms. We cannot understand how the human body works because we understand evolution. But we understand the process more or less. And I think machine learning is in a similar state right now, especially deep learning. We have a very simple rule that takes the information from the data and puts it into the model. And we just keep repeating this process. And as a result of this process, the complexity from the data gets transferred into the complexity of the model. So the resulting model is really complex. And we don't really know exactly how it works. You need to investigate. But the algorithm that did it is very simple.
ChatGPT. Maybe you've heard of it. If you haven't, then get ready. You describe it as the first spots of rain before a downpour.
It's something we just need to be very conscious of, because I agree it is a watershed moment.
Well, ChatGPT is being heralded as a game changer, and in many ways it is. Its latest triumph, outscoring people.
A recent study by Microsoft Research concludes that GPT-4 is an early, yet still incomplete, artificial general intelligence system.
Artificial General Intelligence, AGI, a computer system that can do any job or any task that a human does, but only better. There is some probability the AGI is going to happen pretty soon. There's also some probability it's going to take much longer. But my position is that the probability that AGI could happen soon is high enough that you should take it seriously. And it's going to be very important to make these very smart, capable systems be aligned and act in our best interest. The very first AGIs will be basically very, very large data centers, packed with specialized neural network processors working in parallel. Compact, hot, power-hungry package, consuming like 10 million homes worth of energy. You're gonna see dramatically more intelligent systems. And I think it's highly likely that those systems will have completely astronomical impact on society. Will humans actually benefit? And who will benefit, who will not? Desires of the first AGIs will be extremely important. And so it's important to program them correctly. I think that if this is not done, then the nature of evolution, of natural selection, favor those systems, prioritize their own survival above all else. It's not that it's going to actively hate humans and want to harm them, but it is going to be too powerful. And I think a good analogy would be the way humans treat animals. It's not that we hate animals. I think humans love animals and have a lot of affection for them. But when the time comes to build a highway between two cities, we are not asking the animals for permission. We just do it because it's important for us. And I think by default, that's the kind of relationship that's going to be between us and AGIs, which are truly autonomous and operating on their own behalf. Many machine learning experts, people who are very knowledgeable and very experienced, have a lot of skepticism about AGI, about when it could happen and about whether it could happen at all. Right now, this is something that just not that many people have realized yet, that the speed of computers for neural networks, for AI, are going to become maybe 100,000 times faster in a small number of years. If you have an arms race dynamics between multiple teams trying to build the AGI first, they will have less time to make sure that the AGI that they will build can care deeply for humans. Because the way I imagine it is that there is an avalanche. Like there is an avalanche of AGI development. Imagine you have this huge, unstoppable force. And I think it's pretty likely the entire surface of the Earth will be covered with solar panels and data centers. Given these kinds of concerns, it will be important that AGI is somehow built as a cooperation between multiple countries. The future is going to be good for the AIs regardless. It would be nice if it were good for humans as well.
Okay, 這個是第一波就是創世紀人開始一個 second creation 就帶來這個11章的巴別塔第二個我想到就是那個 nuclear 即是人發現原子彈 nuclear band 就變成了是一個很大的成就但是一個很大的危機 現在你的AGI又是一個第三個危機 行不行呢 所以講完這個AI之後 下一個topic Christian Ethics 我會跟大家講講核戰的危機即是核彈即是核武器的危機這個可能都會如果大家有機會看看今屆的Best Picture Oppenheimer 可能會看到一些的掙扎所以我們這一科基督徒倫理學很沉重即是我們講的東西很沉重我們結束的時候一起祈禱希望我們多謝你讓我們今天有機會去聽到這個AI的發展和危機求你繼續幫助我們在下一個星期我們看看基督教怎麼看法 之後我們都求你繼續祝福我們叫我們能夠真的很aware我們周圍這個世界發生什麼事我們基督徒應該有一個什麼立場求你祝福引領保守我們祈禱奉耶穌名求阿門我們多謝Henry 我們期待下一次一個基督徒的看法多謝了